Lamed Nissan, Aleph Rosh Kodesh Iyar, Wednesday, 3rd of May, Rabbi Aaron Jacobson, Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lahem Chelek Le'olam Haba.
I'm going to be wearing two hats this morning for those who can stay the whole hour. If not, we've got at least a half an hour. A little introduction into Pirkei Avos. Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lahem Chelek Le'olam Haba. Now, when we say Olam Haba, we mean Tchias HaMeisim. The Gemara says, Ve'elu Shein, the Mishnah actually continues, which we don't say on every Shabbos, Ve'elu Shein Lehem Chelek Le'olam Haba, and the Mishnah says, Ha'imer Ein Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. The first one on the list of that of who doesn't have Olam Haba is a person who says, Ein Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. And says the Gemara, why? Why should he not have Tchias HaMeisim? Says the Gemara, why should he not have Olam Haba? Says the Gemara, Tana, who kafar ba lefichach leyeh chelek ba. He denied Olam Haba, therefore he shouldn't have a chelek in Olam Haba. Now where is a person denying Olam Haba when he said that he doesn't say Tchias, doesn't hold of Tchias HaMeisim? You see from the Gemara, that when we say Olam Haba in this Mishnah of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba, we mean Tchias HaMeisim. That means Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba is synonymous. The Rambam brings Tchias HaMeisim as one of the Ikrei Hadas. The Rambam has in his Perash HaMishnayis, The Rambam has in his Perash HaMishnayis the Rambam has a Perash Mishnayis of the whole Mishnayis. The Rambam in Chelek, in the last Perek of Sanhedrin, the Rambam expands on the 13 Ikrei Hadas, which we have in various different forms. We have in Animamin, we have it in Yigdal. Yigdal is a song which is a very short synopsis of all the Yud Gimel Ikrei. The Rambam brings it in this Tchias HaMeisim as one of the 13th, obviously understanding, giving us the understanding this is one of the Ikrim, obviously. The fact the Rambam says on this one particular, he says Ba'ein das v'leidveikus b'das Yehudis l'mishra yamin b'zeh. Rambam says you're not Jewish, there's not even a remote connection to Judaism to somebody who doesn't believe in it. That's the words the Rambam uses in this Maimon of Tchias HaMeisim. The Rambam has a number of letters, various letters he's wrote to various different people. Among them is a very famous Igeres Teiman, which he wrote, and one of them is a letter which he wrote entitled Mamar Tchias HaMeisim. And there the Rambam expands on Tchias HaMeisim, and in the middle of the Rambam says, "Shezois ha'akhosha, denying Tchias HaMeisim, mevio la'akhoshas hanifloys, brings a person to deny the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creation, va'akhoshas hamoifes, and denying the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kfira ba'ika, it brings a person, it is a kfira ba'ika, denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yitziya min ados. It's no connection, loses one's connection to Judaism. What is it about Tchias HaMeisim that makes it such an ikar to Judaism that one is not Jewish without it? L'chaira, we think that we could ask any one of us, we probably think that we could manage to be a good Jew without having Tchias HaMeisim in the forefront of our minds. Now, obviously we understand, and we go through the Ikrei Hadas, we obviously understand that some of them are absolutely vital to our Judaism. For example, Anochi Hashem Aleichecha, we obviously understand that one's not Jewish without it. Schar Voinash, one can understand that one's not Jewish without it. Believing that the words of Torah are emes, we can understand that they're not, but it's not possible without it. The fact that Nevuah every Nevuah is emes, obviously we understand that that's very vital. Bias HaMashiach, we can understand, is very vital. Why is Tchias HaMeisim the 13th, the one which is so vital? And in fact, as I say, the Rambam brings particularly in this one, and perhaps to take away and make some home in this point, the Rambam twice, first of all here in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, and in Mamar Tchias HaMeisim, the Rambam says you're not Jewish without it. Why? Now, the Rambam had a number of places to put these 13 Ikrim. In fact, the Rambam had the whole of Shas Mishnayis from Brochus till Uktzin. The Rambam could have put these Yud Gimel Ikrim any place, because he didn't write a separate sefer called Yud Gimel Ikrim. The Rambam put it into his Mishnayis as somewhere in the middle. He put it in and an addendum, as an appendix, really, to the Ikka Perish HaMishnayis. The Rambam placed it over here in Sanhedrin. Now, if you were writing, you were Perish Yud Gimel Ikrim, and you were told you're not meant to put a new sefer of Yud Gimel Ikrim, you're just meant to put it into your Perish HaMishnayis somewhere. Where would you put it? Perhaps you'd put it into Brachos, as an introduction to Brachos. Perhaps you'd put it into Avodah Zarah, to show Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which is the first of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Perhaps you'd put it in the beginning of Sanhedrin, which discusses maybe Einshe based in, so that would bring about the idea of Schar Goynish. I don't think you'd have put it Dafke in the Mishnah of Kol Yisrael Eishlem Chelek Leinam Abo. The fact that the Rambam puts it here, which is the Perek of Tchias HaMeisim, shows you that the Rambam holds that the place to discuss Yud Gimel Ikrim is in Tchias HaMeisim. That means the place to bring and to teach you all the Yud Gimel Ikrim is exactly here. That means that Yud Gimel, the Tchias HaMeisim, is something which is not just one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, a very, very vital and central one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Why? In the Pirkei Avos of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in Ruach Chaim, there is, if you've got the old edition, a little square box underneath the Mishnayis, Mishnah, with some square writing there, as opposed to the Rashi script. And there's this, a little note from somebody called Mitzpe Yehoshua. Now, Mitzpe Yehoshua is Rabbi Shua Heller, who wrote a number of Svarim, Chayson Yeshua, a number of other Svarim. Yeshua's Yaakov, his monumental work on Shulchan Aruch, a tremendous masmid he was. And he writes there the following. He writes that where does this minig come to say Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Leinam Abo on before one says Pirkei Avos every week? So he brings, there's a very large number of explanations why. But this is what he brings. He brings it from the Rama Mipano, who was a Kadman and a big Makobel. And the Rama Mipano says as following. He says, Mistabra, it seems probable that there was the minig to say Pekali the Mishnah of Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Leinam Abo on Isru Chag Pesach Shechol B'Shabbos Be'eretz Yisrael. That means that us in Chutzlars can never have Isru Chag Pesach falling on a Shabbos, because Lo Yibadu Pesach, so therefore the end of Pesach can fall on the 8th day of Pesach can fall on Shabbos, and the 8th day of Pesach can fall on a Thursday, but it cannot fall on a Friday, which means that Israel Chag will fall on a Shabbos. But in Eretz Yisrael, where they only keep 7 days, of course, when the 8th day of Pesach falls for us on a Shabbos, their Israel Chag is actually on a Shabbos. Now, if they're going to start Pirkei Avos that week, they're going to be out of sync with us in Chutz La'aretz right from the start. So, says the Rama Mipano, what they were instituted for them is that on Isru Chag, Pesach, they should say the Mishnah of Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Leinam Abo. And he says, why? Because he says, we find that on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, the Haftorah of Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach is all about Tchias HaMeisim. And the Torah says in Siman Tov Tzadi that there is a Kabbalah from Chazal that on Tishri there's going to be the Melchama of Gog and Magog, and hence on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos we lay in the Haftorah of the Melchama of Gog and Magog, and in Nissan there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim, and hence on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach we line the Tchias HaMeisim. Now, we all understand that first of all, a lining and a haftarah is something which brings about the very essence of the Yom Tov. We understand that Isru Chag is like Rashi says there on Isra Kala Isa Isa Nachag. It says Mala Lava Kosov Kilubana Boma. If somebody makes Isra Chagasudas Isra Chag, it's as if he made a boma and built on it, made brought on a carbonus. Tremendous thing about Isra Chag. And Rashi says, what is Isra Chag? It makes an aguda lachag, connection to the chag. That means that you've been through the holy Yom Tov, and you've been in a very elevated matzav in a Yom Tov Dika mode. You now come into the week, to the rest of the year, and you sit down and you mivil mishpacha ba'achila v'shsiya, which as the Gemara says you should do, and say to them, you want to give them a little message. What are you taking away with this Yom Tov into the week, into the year? What are you taking away? What's the message of the Yom Tov? Says the Rama Vipano, the message is Kol Yisrael Neishlem Chelik Elam Abba. That means if you want to know what's the message from Pesach is Tchias HaMeisim. Shabbos Cholamoid Pesach, which is the zenith of the Yom Tov, the Shabbos of the Yom Tov, what Haftarah do we say? Tchias HaMeisim. The zenith of the Yom Tov is Tchias HaMeisim. That means if you want to know the very essence, squeeze out the essence of our Pesach, what have we come out with? We've come out with Tchias HaMeisim. Why is Tchias HaMeisim what we've come out with from Pesach? What is there in the Pesach? If you want to squeeze out and say one point that we can say from the whole Yom Tov of Pesach, that is Kol Yisrael Neishlem Chelik Elam Abba, that is Tchias HaMeisim. What is it? And you see, by the way, again, as I started, when I started, I mentioned that when we say the Mishnah Kol Yisrael Neishlem Chelik Elam Abba, we mean Tchias HaMeisim. And you mamish see that here, because if you want to sum up the Yom Tov, says the Rama Mipano, you should say the Mishnah of Kol Yisrael Neishlem Chelik Elam Abba, because we know Tchias HaMeisim is going to be in Nisan, just as we learn the Haftarah of Tchias HaMeisim. So you see that he mamish means that when he talks about Kol Yisrael Neishlem Chelik Elam Abba, we mean Tchias HaMeisim. So just to sum up the questions that we asked that. Why does the Rambam brings it in two places, in Yud Gimel Ikrim and in Mama Tchias HaMeisim, as being the fundamental aspect of being Jewish, and without it one's not Jewish? The Rambam places it in the whole of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, just in the Mishnah of Sanhedrin Perik Chilek. In other words, the Mishnah which brings out all the Yud Gimel Ikrim, he places it in the Mishnah of Tchias HaMeisim. And the Rambam Mipano says that if you want to sum up the whole Yom Tov of Pesach, it is Tchias HaMeisim. And as we see also from Haftarah, what is it? Now, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and perhaps this is a very basic understanding of this, the following. The Gemara says, the Rebbe said, Antonina said to Rebbe, the following taina. And perhaps with that we can understand, at least the basic level, why Tchias HaMeisim is so important. Antonina said to Rebbe the following thing. He said, Guf and Neshama yochal lifter atzmei min adin. The Guf and the Neshama can both excuse themselves from judgment. Why? Guf oimer, the Guf can say, listen, from the day the Neshama has been taken away from me, I haven't done anything wrong, you should know, nothing at all. And the Neshama can say, you know, from the day the Guf has been taken away from me, I've done nothing wrong. So, what can you, you can't have kindness on us. So, said Rebbe, brilliant taina, but I'll tell you a mashal. Says a king, Mashal HaMelech Masav Adam, who had a very beautiful orchard. And he was worried that people would come in, and they said they had beautiful, beautiful fruit inside it. And he wanted to make sure that nobody would take it. So he had an eitzah. If he puts ordinary guards there, then the guards will go and take the fruit. So what he did was he took two guards, a lame guard who couldn't walk, and he put a blind guard. So when the lame guard will see somebody coming, he'll shout out to the blind, you know, big burly fellow, and he'll deal with him. So, that brilliant eitzah. The lame fellow obviously can see what's going on inside there, and his mouth's watering, and he just can't get over it. So one day he calls over the blind guard, and he says to him, listen, you know what? Put me on your shoulders, and we'll have a good time. Okay. So he puts him on his shoulders, and they go inside the garden, and they take the good fruit, and they both have a good meal, and they go outside, and they're back to their duty. Okay, the king comes along, and he sees that his beautiful fruit have gone. So he says to the guards, you know, nothing could possibly have this, you know, we were here, nothing could possibly have happened. So he says, well, I know who's responsible. You are. So he says, well, me responsible, I'm lame. So he says, well, me responsible, I never even knew that. You know, how could I possibly see it? He says, no, well, no problem. He calls his guards in, puts them both one on top of the other, puts the summa, the blind person, puts the lame person on top of the blind person, and he flogs them in public together. Exactly as they did David. So also, says Rabbi, Tantini, no problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the goof with the neshama, put it back together, and then give them their due just to get together. Midah tova merubah, where Shmuel gives a reward, of course, the goof can say, I'm not deserving of the reward because since the neshama left me, I can't do anything. The neshama can say, I'm not deserving of the reward because since the goof left me, I couldn't do anything. So Shmuel takes the goof and the neshama and gives them a reward together. That's what Tchias HaMeisim is. Tchias HaMeisim is Olam HaSchar, the place of reward, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the guf together with the neshama and lets them both receive together their just reward, L'toiv and Chas V'Shalom L'Hepach. As it says, the Ramban brings it in Shaar HaGmul. The Ramban says there's three times of din. There's every Rosh Hashanah there's a din. Of course, there's maybe little din every day, but there's a big din on Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a big din B'Yom HaMisa, and there's a big din B'Yom Tchias HaMeisim. Now, din also does not just mean the negative sense. Din means schar, the place of schar and onesh. Schar din, it means the person who does good gets just reward. The person Chas V'Shalom who gets what he needs to get gets what he needs to get. So, if that's the case, we understand Tchias HaMeisim as being one of the ikrim of schar v'onesh. Now, that's also something, that is something that's very vital in our understanding of Yiddishkeit, because schar v'onesh is a very central point in our Yiddishkeit. We must appreciate that every action has a ramification, every action has a every action has a consequence, yes. But, if we think about it, that is not really the be-all and end-all of Tchias HaMeisim, because if that's the case, really the Rambam should have brought it in the ikar of schar v'onesh. One of the ikrim is schar v'onesh. Now the Rambam should have brought it together with that ikar. The Rambam should have said like this, schar v'onesh, there is schar animamin, there is schar v'onesh. And not only is the schar v'onesh in for the neshama separate and for the guf separate, or for in this world, but there will be a proper schar v'onesh exactly as it was perpetrated, the guf with the neshama together. And it's not mashma, but that's what the Rambam means when he puts it as a separate ikar, number 13 by itself. So let's try and understand why it is a separate ikar, and number 13 by itself. And with that, perhaps we can now understand what the connection is to Pesach. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of time. Adam HaRishon was created to live forever. Adam HaRishon, by doing the Avera that he did, eating from the Eitz Hadas, he ruined it. And it was decreed on him that from now onwards, death will come to the world. We, Klal Yisrael, were created, or we came about, our function and our purpose is to be misakin that chet. Those of you who have the minik to say Shevavim will know that the Shloah is Ma'arech, and one says that the idea of Shevavim is to be misakin one aspect of the chet of Adam HaRishon. We know that in Matan Torah, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Hei, the Gemara says that we said in Hayomim Shlishi B'Shabbos, we say at the end of it, Ani Omarti Elokim Atem, O Bnei Elyon Kolchem, Ochein Ka'odom Tumusim. Says the Gemara like this, Ani Omarti Elokim Atem, I said that you at the time of Matan Torah, Elokim Atem, will be living forever. You'll be Mesakin Lachet of Adam HaRishon. But Ochein Ka'odom Tumusim, you sinned with the eagle, so therefore, you lost it because you sinned the Eikon. In other words, had we elevated ourselves completely at Matan Torah, we would have achieved completely then already the Tikkun of Chet Adam HaRishon. Now, we lost that. But that doesn't mean that we've gone back to beforehand, because we haven't had to go through Mitzrayim again. We're just going to have to take a longer time to get back to where we have to get back to. Now, I'll give you a marshal to understand this, where we're heading. One of the Rebbes Chassidus Rabbis was in a hotel, in an inn, was travelling on a way, and he went to an inn. And he stayed overnight in this inn, and he was given a room by the innkeeper. Okay, he's sitting in this inn, he tries to fall asleep at night, he's exhausted, and he can't fall asleep. Something's bothering him. He looks around, what's bothering him? And he hears the clock ticking on the wall. You know, sometimes when you try to sleep and the clock's ticking loudly, it can really bother someone. Okay, he's trying to sleep and he can't fall asleep the whole night. But something about this clock is bothering him. So he wakes up in the morning and he asks the goat, he doesn't wake up, he goes to the innkeeper in the morning and he says to him, tell me, I need to know more about this clock. So he says, listen, I'll tell you. There's somebody called Chose of Lublin, and he was here. And he stayed overnight, and there was a heavy snow during the night, and he couldn't travel further the next day, so he had to stay out the night. So I said to him, I want you to pay me something for it. So he said, listen, I've got this clock, you can have my clock. So I took this clock and I put it on the wall. So he said, Shveich, this is the clock of the Heilige Chose. So every normal clock, yeah, but every 10 moments it ticks, that tick is another moment lost, another moment dead. As time progresses, time goes by, every moment is a moment gone. The Chose's clock is a clock that every moment is a moment arayin gechab, not a moment of nitzchias, another moment of being able to do avodas Hashem. The emes is, it's not just the Chose's clock who's like that. Every one of a yid's clock, every person of us has the opportunity every moment to make nitzchias out of their actions. In other words, every moment of our lives is not really a moment gone, it's a moment of everlasting life. The Medrash says in Parshas Ki Tsetse even further. The Medrash says, the Pasuk says, the first Medrash Tanchom and Parshas, second Medrash Tanchom and Parshas Ki Tsetse, it says, Hashem Chofetz Laman Sidkoi Yagdil Terev Yadi. It says the Medrash like this. Every person has 248 limbs, 365 sinews, and they're all the Cholom Tzayakim. Each one of them shouts, do with us a mitzvah that we can live in Olam Haba. In other words, a perspective like this. Every person, in order to get to Olam Haba, has to have limbs, because we're going to be there with all our limbs. Now, to live in Olam Haba does not mean just to be there without... Every limb has to have a schus to be there. Every limb has to have chiyus to be there. So let's say I put my tefillin on my arms. So my arm will be there in as much as I put on tefillin onto this arm. So the more I put on tefillin onto this arm, the more that arm will be there. If you imagine nowadays, the more you do sports, the more you flex your muscle, the more muscle there is, the more you do the mitzvah in this world, that's how much that limb will be there in Olam Haba. So each mitzvah, which is a parallel to that limb, shouts out to us, do the mitzvah in order to live in Olam Haba. I heard from Ramesh Shapiro, it's brought in the name of the Leshem, which I saw this inside, he brings like this. He says, well, how do you imagine Tchias HaMeisim? Tchias HaMeisim, you imagine like Eliyahu and Elisha brought them back to life, and they just carried on living and doing mitzvahs. But he says, he can't be like that. Because we know that Olam Haba is a place where there is no more opportunity to do mitzvahs. So therefore it can't be that we'll just come alive and live time as time is today, which is every moment is another opportunity to do mitzvahs. Because nowadays every moment is a new moment of avoda. It's a new moment of schar, but it's not a new moment of avoda. Says the Leshem, the Asid Lavoi, we're going to be living, now listen to this, we're going to be living our whole life encapsulate in schar form. That means a person did a vast amount of good deeds in his life. So for all of that vast amount, he's given life to all the various limbs. So those limbs all get their life from all the very various great deeds that he's done. Squeeze that all into one moment, one breath of life, and now multiply that by nitzchias. That means you're going to live that for the rest of your life in Olam Haba. It's almost an impossible thing to comprehend. In other words, your whole life of mitzvahs is going to be squeezed into a life of schar, and you're going to then live that life of schar eternally. Lenetzach. It's an experience. Olam Haba is the time when a person will be, as we say on Seder night, those who have the minik say Olam HaBoy is the experience of being together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and according to how much a person has prepared himself in his life, that's how he's going to be able to enjoy it and be with the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that we want to explain and sum up what Tchiyas HaMeisim is. Tchiyas HaMeisim is really taking every moment of life that we've had now in this world and encapsulating it into an Olam Aschar. Tchiyas HaMeisim means that what we've lived now is an understanding that what we live now, the life that we live now, is not a life of moments that die and moments that go by, but a moment, life of a moment that which are opportunities for nitzchias, opportunities for giving life to our Ivarim. In fact, when I told this over to discuss this with my son, he said, you understand very well, and I found this in the Maral, almost Mufurish, very well, the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'oitzim einav meroys baro melech b'yofi techzen einecha. The Gemara says in Bob Basad, if somebody withholds himself from seeing an inappropriate thing, then he will be zeicha to see Melech b'yofi techzen einecha. You'll be able zeicha to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asid lavin. Says, so l'fi what we're saying is very beautiful. If every limb needs chias according to the mitzvahs that one has done, so therefore by yoshav of avera noisim noischar kilasa mitzvah, if somebody doesn't do an avera, it's as if when he has presented with an avera, we give him schar as if he's done a mitzvah. So therefore, if a person withholds himself from looking at something inappropriate, he's actually giving his eyes life, which Be'ez Hashem will come, this man of Tchias HaMeisim, he'll be able to use that life to have those eyes to be able to enjoy the countenance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Gap between when you die and
Tchias
HaMeisim.
Unfortunately, there is, yes.
Where are you then?
What?
Where are you then?
You're in Olam HaNeshamas. Yeah, no, the Neshama is in Gan Eden, and the Guf is doing whatever it has to do here, and Be'ez Hashem, come Tchias HaMeisim, they'll be back together again.
And then that lasts forever, and your Averas also, they last forever,
don't they? Yeah. After the whatever, yes, to an extent, yes. Now, it's therefore one can understand that this has given us a new understanding in why Tchias HaMeisim is the fundamental thing point of Judaism, and why it is the final point of Tchias HaMeisim of Pesach. If one wants to know what is Pesach. What is Pesach? What is the difference between before we came out of Mitzrayim and after we came out of Mitzrayim? Before we came out of Mitzrayim, we were not an Am Hashem. Outside of Mitzrayim, we were an Am Hashem. Va'atem advekim b'shem aleikechem chayim kul tamayim. That means that once we left Mitzrayim, we were given the opportunity that we are different now, in that every action of ours is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in the Netzach. We are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayim kul tamayim. The Gemara brings in Sanhedrin, one of the makoros for Tchias HaMeisim is this pasuk. Every action of ours carries an everlasting consequence. If we want to know what's the sum up of Pesach, it is that our clock ticks differently. If one wants to know what makes a Jew different to all the other nations of the world, that is this point. Our clock ticks differently. Every action of ours is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An action before, an action of Goyim is separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't carry that consequence. It doesn't carry that ramification. Therefore, says the Rambam, this is a fundamental of an ikka of understanding what Judaism is about. The Rambam, when he brings the Yud Gimel Ikka and brings it, Dafke, in the Mishnah of Tchias HaMeisim, because this is the fundamental point of Judaism. The Ramami Pano says that if you want to sum up what have we come out with from Pesach, you want to sit down with your family and say, you know, children, you know what you've come out with from Pesach? That is that every action of yours has an everlasting consequence. Don't think that a Yid's action is just for the moment. Every single Maisa Chesed, every single good word, every single Limud HaTorah, every single Tefillah, every single thing that a person does carries, even though we move on in time to the next thing and we move on to the next time, we don't make a fuss of everything. Malchus, and Shulchan Aruch Hu remembers the things that we forget, and Dafka that we forget, because we don't make a fuss of it, we just did it as an Avodas Hashem, that's what lasts forever, and Shulchan Aruch Hu should help us that we should all be able to be merit to appreciate this point.